Right, my name's Clive Billiness. I'm a member of Tockwith with Wilstrop Parish Council, and I'm working with the Tockwith Residents Association, who are the group coordinating community objections to the proposal to build a waste from an energy from waste incinerator just outside the village of Tockwith.
Just tell me a bit about this plant, first of all, please.
Certainly. The proposal that's been put is to create a plant about 500 metres away from the nearest housing in Tockwith. The purpose of the plant has been stated to take waste of various kinds and create a gas from it to drive an energy generation system. So basically, rather than just burning and sending all the energy up in smoke up the chimney, you create gas from the waste that goes into it, and you use that to drive generators and create electricity and maybe some steam. At least that's the idea of a gasifying plant. The trouble is that's not quite the case for the one in Tockwith.
I was going to say, it sounds quite a good idea in principle.
In principle, the idea is very good. However, there are a number of problems with it. The first of these is that this plant is not going to be predominantly burning or disposing of domestic refuse like you and I create that would otherwise go to landfill. In fact, less than half of it is going to be domestic waste. Most of what's going to go in there is actually toxic waste. We don't know yet where that's all going to be gathered from. What we are concerned about, however, is what's going to come out the other end. Because although, in theory, you could generate energy from it, you're also going to generate, according to the figures from BCB themselves, around 141 tonnes of extremely nasty pollutants that'll be put out over the village every year. Included in that is 100 pounds of mercury, 9 tonnes of what are called PM10s. They're little tiny particles. They're smaller than a seventh the size of a human hair, and they're extremely bad for everyone's health. You don't want to inhale these. There's also ammonia and various other chemicals going to come out. At the moment, the Environment Agency themselves have objected to this proposal because they're concerned that a lot of these pollutants are actually going to land on the village. And I said 500 metres. Around 1,000 metres downwind from this plant is a primary school, and right next to it are some playing fields. So we're genuinely very concerned about the impact that the output from this plant may have on the local area and on the health of local residents.
It sounds as though this plant is sort of one alternative to things like landfill type and so on, which most people agree, you know, there's a lot of stuff going into landfill. Is this just a case of not in your backyard?
Interesting you say that. I'm not a NIMBY, I'm a NAMBY, because I don't think this should be in anyone's backyard. If you're going to build a plant like this, it should be well away from any form of human habitation. There is a plant similar to this being built at the moment up in Scotland in Dumfries, and that's been put miles from any human habitation, so there's no immediate risk of the fallout from the plant having any effect on people locally. That plant has also been placed right next to a main road, not off a little tiny side road. It's actually on the site of an existing landfill plant. The site that they're going to put this one, or they're proposing to put this one on, isn't actually an industrial park, it's a business park. On that park, you've got food packaging plants. There's a microbrewery. There's a medical supplies packaging plant. They're hardly the kind of things you want to have next door to an incinerator. The other thing I have to make clear is that this is nominally an energy from waste plant, but we have seen no proposals of any kind to provide energy from this plant to anybody in the foreseeable future. No plans were submitted as part of this application for connection to the national grid or for connection to anybody else to supply energy. So although maybe at some indeterminate time in the future you might get some energy from it, at least initially all the energy you're creating will just go literally up in smoke.
If your concerns are addressed by various changes in the proposals, can you imagine a circumstance where you would welcome a similar sort of plant into the village?
I think if all the concerns could be addressed, we wouldn't be having all these objections. The problem is that the Environment Agency themselves produced a report a few years ago looking at plants like this, and they said that overall there's no difference in the pollution output of these from any kind of other incinerator. The other issue is that at a time when we're so concerned about climate change, and I'm sure I've been listening to the news today and we're all covering it a lot at the moment, should we be burning anything? Because whatever we do with a plant like this, we're creating a huge amount of carbon dioxide. thousands and thousands of tons of it. Surely we should be thinking more about recycling and far less about incinerating. The last thing is that what you're doing with this plant is you're incinerating finished product. A lot of energy went into creating that finished product. So in some respects, it's the same as getting your energy by burning £5 notes in the boiler. It's not the best way to be using the world's resources.
Clive, thank you very much for that. That call I need to record for now.